Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to your one-stop shop for horror news, true crime, and real-life tales of the unexplained. Monsters at Midnight, The Revenge. Episodes of Monsters upload on a bi-weekly format every other Saturday. I'm your host, your favorite escaped madman, loose on the airwaves, terrorizing your eardrums, Matt Schaefer. And today we're going to be wasting a lot of time. I hope you're prepared. So, lock your doors, bolt your windows, and turn out the lights. Monsters at Midnight, The Motherfucking Revenge, rides again. It has been a long week. If you are friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Instagram, my personal Facebook and Instagram, you will have seen that a week ago we put down Bella, the sweet, sweet boy. It was a hard decision, but he had a long, full life, and his health was just continuing to deteriorate. I think it is better this way. He went out in a comfortable environment, surrounded by me and Meredith, and he seemed very happy. So, this one is for the famous screaming cat. I sure do miss you, pal. And I'm gonna miss you screwing up recording takes. I say takes as if I didn't use them. I'm gonna miss you howling in the background of these podcasts. I'm gonna miss you sitting on my shoulder while we watch TV. You are my funny little guy, and I love you. So, I haven't been feeling up to much this week, so I thought for a fun episode, a brainless fun episode, would be to do a couple of, like, shitty horror movie quizzes online. I found three of them. We're going to start with this one that's from Britannica.com. 10 questions, and it's just called Scary Movie Quiz. We got a timer bonus. Let's do it. Who is the villain in Halloween? Michael Myers. Easy. Who directed Scream? Wes Craven. Easy. What is the occupation of Hannibal Lecter? He's a psychiatrist. I've got the timer on, so I want to get the highest score possible. Who is the murderer in Friday the 13th? Pamela Voorhees. Trick question. Ha ha ha. Can't get me. What real-life killer inspired Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho? That's Ed Gein. Talked a little bit about that in the last episode. Check out the evolution of the slasher film for more. Which actor played the killer in Seven? Rest in peace, Kevin Spacey. His career. He's still alive, as far as I know. Which of the following was not based on Stephen King work, The Exorcist? Which of the following did not feature Jamie Lee Curtis? Friday the 13th. It's a Halloween prom night in the fog were the other options. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre's Leatherface was made of human skin. Boom. Which actor made his film debut in A Nightmare on Elm Street? Johnny Depp. Dude. 10 out of 10. 3,520 points. Fucking. Where's the challenge? Am I the biggest horror movie fan on the planet? Alright, that one was pretty easy. This next one here is a little bit sillier. It's from proprofs.com. And it's, which horror character am I? Or which horror character are you? Play this exciting quiz and find out which horror character you are. Horror films have played a massive part in movie history. The big screen is the stage that has bestowed upon us some of the most sadistic characters in the world. The most sadistic characters the world has ever seen. Now you have a chance to see which horror film character you are. I must warn you, only the brave should proceed with this quiz. All the best. Oh, I'm scared, guys. Which color do you like the most? And the options are bleh. That's my favorite color. Bleh. Yeah. The options are black, red/blue. It says red or blue, weird, gray, brown, or red and black. So we have red/blue in one box and red and black in another box. they must have limited options. I mean, red's my favorite color, but I do like a red and black combo, so let's go with that. Which style of weapon catches your attention the most? Oi. Machete, bare hands, a gauntlet with sharp knives, gee. Death traps, or a chainsaw. Chainsaw. Undoubtedly. What? Alright, hold the fuck on. What is... Which word appeals to you the most? And I caught something here. We have anger, insane, vengeful, pleasure, the R slur, and appreciation. Well, I know what happens if I pick the R word and chainsaw. I'm gonna get Leatherface, right? That has to be why it's there. It's so jarring. It has nothing to do with these other. It's like not even remotely like any of these other words. Oh my god, I pick pleasure. Oh, that probably just sealed my fate for Pinhead. I just realized. Oh well. What's your favorite place? At home. Lakeside, just random places, away from this reality in another dimension. I must go, my home planet needs me. Warehouse alone in peace, in the middle of nowhere. I mean, out of these options, at home, I guess. Finish this sentence. I do certain things for revenge, out of fear, in a precise, articulate, and well-thought-out manner. For vengeance, as opposed to revenge. Actually, there might be a difference there. Like Batman, he's vengeance. I don't know. That might be a semantics thing. Or because I was summoned to. In a precise, articulate, and well-thought-out manner. Which is actually true. I try to leave as little confusion on the table as possible. If you see a dog walking towards you, what comes to your mind first? Kill it. Kill it? Who wrote this quiz? Oh man, I started this episode as a goof, but is this going to be the best episode of Monsters at Midnight? If you see a dog walking towards you, what comes to your mind first? Kill it! Pet it, run away from it, ignore it, knock it unconscious, and terrorize it in its dreams. And you don't want to know. Ew, gross. Pet it, obviously. What is your usual mood? Optimistic, depressed, nervous, mad, energetic. probably nervous, honestly. How would you deal with someone who seriously hurts you and others? Kidnap them and make them play a game. Nothing unless they summon me. Eat them. Chainsaw through the gut. Wait for them to go to sleep, then take advantage. I don't like the way that one's phrased. When was this quiz written? Like 2005? This is all kinds of yuck. I don't know. How would I deal with someone who seriously hurts you and others? I don't know, eat them. Why not? Which sounds more like you at a party? Sitting alone and enjoying my own company, the person with the creepy grin, hiding in the bathroom the whole time, warning everybody there about the dangers of drugs, smoking, alcohol, and unprotected sex. Didn't go to the party because I wanted to stay home with Mom. I mean, out of these options, I guess sitting alone and enjoying my own company. Last but not least, which quote is your favorite? He cannot die. It's my party, and you'll die if I want you to. It's a mouthful. The subject was missing a vital piece of the human puzzle, the survival instinct. here it is again. He's not the R word. He's misunderstood. And we have an eternity to know your flesh. That second to last one sounds familiar. I think that is from one of the Friday the 13th movies. I'm going with that one just because I think it speaks to me on a personal level. I got Leatherface. You are not evil or sadistic, but actually mentally. Good lord. This had to have come out in like 2005. Your brothers are in complete control of you. Your reason for killing is an irrational belief that anyone who comes near you wants to hurt you. Ultimately, your victims become a tasty meal for your family and a costume for you. Oh, good lord. That was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. Is there like an author date on this quiz? Updated June 2nd, 2023. That's rough. That's June 2nd? Really? It was updated a month ago? I mean, that doesn't mean it was like published a month ago, but that's still wild that someone is still using that outdated language in this. Oh, that was fun. Saving, no, what? Get out of here. I don't want this shit. Good lord. Saving the biggest one for last. Reader's Digest. 100 horror movie trivia questions to test your scary flick IQ. Scary movie buffs, this one's for you. See how many horror movie trivia questions you can answer correctly about slashers, monsters, and other things that go bump in the night. Alright, bring it on. Where do I start this? What? Oh, it has, like, all the answers, like... Oh, I need to, like, scroll down. Maybe this was, like, actually published... This might have been actually published in the Reader's Digest magazine, and then this is probably the answer key, it looks like, because it, like, has the question and then the answer directly beneath it, so I'm just going to try and scroll through. What is widely considered to be the first horror movie made? I mean, if you want to be technical, it's probably, like, the Frankenstein short film that Thomas Edison made, but I'm gonna guess that it's Nosferatu. Oh, I was wrong. The House of the Devil, made in 1898. I'm honestly not familiar with that one. What is the name of Neve Campbell's character in Scream? That would be Sidney Prescott. Bingo. In Jeepers Creepers, the creeper rises every how many years to feed? Oh, God. I've seen this movie, too. Is it 100 years? 23 years. I never would have gotten that. I should be keeping score here for myself, but I'm actually on a bit of a time crunch myself, so folks at home, keep score for me. Tell me how well I did. What is the name of the summer camp? Hold on. Alright, what is the name of the summer camp in where Friday the 13th takes place as Camp Crystal Lake? Bingo. What kind of allergy does Charlie have in Hereditary? A nut allergy. Yup. What is the name of the possessed young girl in The Exorcist? Reagan. Yup. In which state does the Blair Witch Project take place? Is it like Massachusetts? It's Massachusetts or Maryland. It's somewhere on the East Coast. It is Maryland, okay. Who plays Pennywise in 2017's It? That would be Bill Skarsgård. In The Ring, how long do people have to live after watching the videotape? 7 days. Yep. Who plays Chucky's love interest, Tiffany, in Bride of Chucky? Oh, fuck. What is her name? God damn it. What is her name? Jennifer Tilly. Yes, Jennifer Tilly. There we go. That came to me in like a dream. Who directed acclaimed horror movies Get Out and Us? And as of now, nope, Jordan Peele. What year was the first Saw movie released? I want to say 2004. Yes. I'm doing pretty good. What is the name of the man Dr. Caligari controls in the cabinet of Dr. Caligari? I didn't know he had a name. I thought it was like the Sleepwalker or something like that. Oh, it's Caesar. That's right, it is Caesar. Which horror movie stars Jennifer Love Hewitt, Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Ryan Philippi? That's got to be I Know What You Did Last Summer. Yep. In which city does Rosemary's Baby take place? That's New York City. Yes. There are two serial killers at the center of Silence of the Lambs. What are their names? It's Buffalo Bill and Hannibal Lecter. And Buffalo Bill is scarier. In Halloween, Michael Myers, as a child, kills his teenage sister. What was her name? Judith Myers. Yep. Which author of scary books holds the record for the most book-to-movie adaptations in the horror genre? J.K. Rowling. No, I'm kidding. No, it's Stephen King, obviously. What title is Danny crowned in Midsommar? The May Queen? Yes. Fuck that movie. Go back and listen to Jolin and I's thoughts on Midsommar. That's a good episode. The movie sucks. Passengers survive what kind of outbreak in Train to Busan? A zombie apocalypse. Yeah, zombie outbreak. What is the name of the hotel Jack Torrance is hired to care for in The Shining? The Overlook Hotel. Who plays Freddy Krueger in A Nightmare on Elm Street? That would be Robert Englund. Yes, sir. What is the real name of the Black Bride in Insidious Chapter 2? I've got no idea. I've never seen those movies, and the last one is coming out. But every time they name something the final chapter, it's a guarantee for it to not be the final chapter, so I guess we'll see. I have no idea. Is this The Nun? No, I don't know. It's Parker Crane. Okay. What year was it? Oh, The Nun is the Annabelle universe, anyway. What year was the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre released? In 1974. Also talked about that in last episode. Who plays Norman Bates in 1960's Psycho? That would be Anthony Perkins. 1922's Nosferatu is an unofficial adaptation of which vampire book? That's Dracula, yeah, by Bram Stoker. Which city were Alex and his classmates flying to when he had a disturbing premonition on the plane in Final Destination? I don't know. I've never seen these movies. Paris. Who directed 1963's The Birds? Alfred Hitchcock. The Witch, one of the best witch movies to come out in recent years, takes place in what year? Oh, Jesus, I don't know. It's like the 1600s. 1630, hey! What is the name of the killer in the Saw franchise? Well, it's Jigsaw, but like John Kramer, if you want to be specific. Yeah, Jigsaw. Which horror movie isn't based on a book? Frankenstein, Bird Box, Interview with a Vampire, or A Quiet Place? I think that's A Quiet Place. Yeah. What is the name of the spacecraft the crew is aboard in Alien? The Nostromo. Yes. In which city does 1992's Candyman take place? Chicago. Which actor appears in all these horror movies? The Purge, Sinister, and The Black Phone? That would be Mr. Ethan Hawke. How many killers are there in The Strangers? I've never actually seen The Strangers, so all I have to go off is, like, the box art. I don't know, is it four? Is it five? It's three. Okay, cool. Who played Carrie in 1976's Carrie? Sissy Spacek. Not the biggest fan of Carrie. It has a lot of my least favorite tropes of Stephen King's writing in it, but the finale is super cool, and Brian De Palma is just a legendary director, so. Where does Noah meet Steve in Fresh? Oh, is that the French film Fresh? Because that movie rules. It would be like a boarding school or something. Oh, the grocery store. It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't remember what any of the characters' names are. Hi, it's me from the future here. As I'm going back and listening to this to take my score, I realized that Fresh is the Sebastian Stan movie that came out on Hulu a couple years ago, and I'm thinking of the French film Raw. So, just thought I'd throw that in there. Back to your normally scheduled bullshit. What is the name of the pop-up book Samuel asks Amelia to read to him in The Babadook? It's like Mr. Babadook or something like that. Yeah, nice. What year was Let the Right One In released? I think Let Me In, the American remake, was 2011, so I'm going to say like 2008. Look at that. really crank through these. We're only on question number 40. Which actor and actress play Ed and Lorraine Warren in the Conjuring universe? That is Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. Yes. Vera Farmiga. I can never say her name right. The Losers Club reunites after how many years in It Chapter 2? Oh, God. I don't know. 30? 27 years. That's pretty close. What is used to suppress the evil leprechaun's powers in Leprechaun? I don't know. I've never seen Leprechaun, a four-leaf clover. I guess that makes sense. Which two slashers face off against one another in a movie released in 2003? That would be Freddy and Jason. Yep. In Insidious and Insidious Chapter 2, it's discovered that both Josh and his son Dalton have the ability to do what? I don't know. See things? Astral project, okay. What is the name of the child at the center of the Omen? That'd be Damien. Yes, sir. In Megan, what exactly is Megan? She's like an AI toy. Yeah, an artificially intelligent doll. Who directed the 2007 remake of Halloween? When you least expect it, it's Rob Zombie. Give it to me. Yes, sir. Which sci-fi horror movie stars Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix? That would be Signs, a movie I've given Jake relentless shit for because I'm a brat, but I've never actually seen it. In which state does 1968's Night of the Living Dead take place? Excuse me. That's got to be Pennsylvania, because they filmed it in Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure. Yes, sir. Who played Frankenstein's monster in Frankenstein? Bride of Frankenstein. The son of Frankenstein. Boris Karloff. Yes, sir. Fun fact, Frankenstein wasn't the only green character Boris Karloff played. He voiced the Grinch in the 1960s. That's really funny. Oh, there it is. Okay. It's just a long ad. I was like, what? Okay, there we go. Oh, hold on. I gotta get this set back up now. In The Purge, how long does the annual purge last? It's 24 hours, right? Oh, it's 12 hours. Okay. I guess, yeah, no, it's one night. Yeah, that makes sense. What's the name of the killer in the Scream franchise? Ghostface. When was the first paranormal activity movie released? It's either 2007 or 2008. 2007, hell yeah. How did Dr. Genesee's daughter, Christiane, become disfigured in Eyes Without a Face? It's like plastic surgery or something. I don't know, I've never actually seen this movie. Oh, she was involved in a car accident. Oh, and then the movie's about plastic surgery. What brand of doll... I saw the answer by accident, but I would have gotten this right anyway. What brand of doll is Chucky in the Child's Prey franchise? A good guy doll. What is the highest grossing horror movie of all time? Oh, fuck. Is this going to be a trick question where it's like Jaws, and like Jaws people are still calling a horror movie even though it's not? It's either Jaws, one of the Saw films, or one of the Paranormal Activity movies. Oh, it's It. I do remember that now. Yeah, that's right. That movie made so much fucking money. I still have not seen the 2017 It. 1985's The Fly, a remake of the original, won an Oscar for what? I would say special effects. Oh, best makeup. Yeah. What 2016 movie centers on an entity that can only be seen when the lights are off? Lights out. Creepy short film. I haven't seen the movie they based off of It. What town does Jaws take place in? Ah, fuck. It's like Amity Beach? Amity Island. That was close. Okay, here we go. 60. Oh, scrolled down too far, but I knew the answer to this one anyway. In Halloween, Michael Myers' mask is actually a mask of which actor? That'd be William Shatner. In Host, a group of friends accidentally summon a supernatural force by doing what over Zoom? I would have to guess a Ouija board holding a seance. It was pretty close. I've never seen that movie. Who directed the original version of The Hills Have Eyes? That would be Wes Craven. Nice. What the fuck did I just do? Okay, there we go. What is the name of Jodie Foster's character in The Silence of the Lambs? That is Clarice Starling. Which two horror movie franchises were first video game series? That is Silent Hill and Resident Evil. Yes, indeed. Carol Ann interacts with spirits through which household electronic in Poltergeist? It's a TV. If you don't know that, like, even if you haven't seen Poltergeist, I feel like you know it's the TV. Which actress stars in 2020's The Invisible Man? I can never remember her name, but everyone loves her, and I think I've only seen, like, one thing. I think she was in Us. I think that's the only thing I've seen her. Is it, like, Janelle Monáe? Elizabeth Moss. Is Janelle Monáe might be black, actually. she is black. My bad. Elizabeth Moss, that's right. What was the first horror movie to win the Best Picture Oscar? That's probably the... Oh, shit. Is it either The Exorcist or The Omen? Oh, no, it's The Silence of the Lambs. Duh. Yeah, no, I knew that. I fucking knew that. I knew that. I'm an idiot. Which movie isn't based on a Stephen King book? Misery, 1922, Gerald's Game, or Creep? It's Creep. Still need to see that. A lot of people keep telling me to see that. Which horror movie has the most sequels? That's probably Friday the 13th. I mean, yeah. I mean, official sequels. There's like 40 Amityville movies, but none of them are, like, official sequels or have anything to do with each other. Which Marvel Universe actor starred in 2011's The Cabin in the Woods? Oh, it's Hemsworth. I forgot he was in that movie. Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, that's right. How many people were Ghostface in the first Scream movie? 2. What year was The Blob released? It's like 1956? 1958. In which country does The Nun take place? Don't know. Romania. Okay. Which actor made his film debut in A Nightmare on Elm Street? Johnny Depp. What is the name of the virus that infects humanity in 28 Days Later? I don't remember what the name of the virus is. Rage. That makes sense. It's a good movie. I need to see that movie again. Who played Count Dracula in 1931's Dracula? Bela Lugosi. In Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, audiences finally got an explanation as to why Michael Myers couldn't be killed. What was it? It's the Thorn Cult. It's the Cult of Thorn. It's like a druid curse. I don't know. None of it really makes any sense. He was made immortal by a druid curse. What is the name of the town in Nebraska where Children of the Corn take place? I don't know. I've never seen Children of the Corn. Gatlin. Which movie wasn't directed by James Wan? Saw, The Conjuring, Dead Silence, or Megan? It's Megan. But he did produce it, I'm pretty sure. All these, like, multiple choice ones, it's been the last one that's been the answer. Alright, home stretch, 20 more questions. What year was It Follows released? That was 2014. Yes. What kind of mask does Jason Voorhees wear? A heggy mask. What is the name of the killer who possesses the doll that becomes Chucky in Child's Play? It's like Charles Lee Ray or something? Yeah. How does the Abbott family communicate with one another in A Quiet Place? Sign language? Yeah. What line is written over and over in Jack's manuscript in The Shining? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Who played George Lutz in the 2005 remake of the Amityville Horror? That's Ryan Reynolds, right? Yeah. Which actor wasn't in An Interview with the Vampire? Brad Pitt, Antonio Banderas, Kiefer Sutherland, or Tom Cruise? I genuinely don't know. I have not seen this movie. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise for sure are. Kiefer Sutherland would make sense to be in that movie, just given the casting. So I'm going to say Antonio Banderas. Oh no, it was Kiefer Sutherland. My bad. What is the name of the boy Becky and Cal try to help in the tall grass? I have no idea. Tobin. What color clothes do the doppelgangers in Us wear? Red. Which 2021 horror movie is a sequel to the 1992 movie of the same name? That's Candyman. What is the name of the demon who possesses Reagan in The Exorcist? Pazuzu. Yes, sir. What was Halloween originally going to be called? The Babysitter Murders. Ugh. Oh god, I keep it like... we're good. What do Carrie's classmates dump on her at prom in Carrie? Pig's blood. Yes, indeed. The rental house test books in Barbarian is in which Detroit neighborhood? I started watching this movie, and people have been on my ass to watch it, but I don't remember what the neighborhood is. Is it 8 Mile? No, it's Brightmoor. 1981's Evil Dead tells the story of a group of college friends who must survive against supernatural forces while in a remote cabin. Which college do they attend? It's like Michigan State. Yep. Which two colors make up Freddy Krueger's striped sweater? Red and green? How many Hellraiser movies are in the franchise? That's a good question. There's got to be like 10 or 11 at this point, because I think they've got to be close to Friday the 13th for most sequels. I'm going to say 11. It is 11, hell yeah. In 1942's Cat People, Irina is concerned she'll turn into a what if she becomes physical with her husband? A panther, right? Yeah. Who directed Poltergeist? That'd be Tobe Hooper. Where does The Thing take place? Antarctica. What mother-daughter pair separately starred in these two horror movies, Psycho and Halloween H2O? Janet Leigh and Jamie Lee Curtis. And Janet Leigh is actually in H2O. She has a little cameo. Oh, that was all of them. I think I did pretty good. I think I might have gotten, like... I think I got at least, like, 90 of them right. I don't know. Hi, me again. I just got the tally of all the questions I got correct, or mostly correct, and it was actually 76. So I didn't do quite as good at this quiz as I thought I was going to. And I realize a lot of that has to do with the amount of questions about modern horror franchises I don't give a shit about. However, I was still pretty happy with how I did on that quiz. And I think we will call it there. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this Dumbo episode, because I didn't have the energy or motivation to come up with something better. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which I promise I will be... I will be getting back to one of these days. You can also follow me on letterboxd.com/mattflamingo. I try to write about all the movies I watch, so if you want some takes on non-horror movies, you can head over there. And if you have anything you want answered or any suggestions for an episode, you can email us at monsters.midnight@gmail.com. Midnight spelled incorrectly. Until next time, my tender lumplings... I don't know.